This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. I am your host, Dom Salvia. Got Jess P.S. on the board. Earl Ingram joining me today up until the 6 o'clock hour. You can check out his show Monday through Friday here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Earl, thanks for sticking around, folks. I know we're going to continue this conversation with regards to the fires in California and the reaction from some Republicans, you know, blaming DEI of all things. And Earl, I see you got your woke hat on. I this must be the fault of all the wokeness going on. It's too hot, man. It's too hot. And we just had literally the hottest year in 2024 on record. On record. And certainly there could be. I mean, I'm not dialed into the specifics of local Los Angeles city proper or county or California politics, right? If there are some issues with that leadership and policy decisions and whatnot, those voters will certainly have a say. No question about it. My understanding, as you mentioned earlier, is some cuts to the fire department as well. Now, would that have made a difference? Maybe, maybe not. When you have everyone turn the tap on a system that isn't meant for fighting fires like that, you know, it's really hard, and you got 100-mile-an-hour winds, you can't get your fixed wing, your helicopters up in the air, that it just exacerbates the problem. So whether or not there will be a political comeuppance for those folks in California, that's up for the voters to decide, and they will make that determination. What we certainly don't need, above and beyond the 100-mile-an-hour winds fanning the flames, are MAGAs and Republicans inserting themselves, trying and threatening to withhold funds because they don't like this policy or that policy. And that's what's going on right now. And that is, and again, these fires are still raging. The ashes are still hot. And these Republicans are out there lambasting the folks in California.
Dominic, yeah. I don't, they talked about how dry California has been, and drought conditions, you know, and it hadn't rained, as you stated, how many months?
Like 80 days or something like that. Eight months. I think I heard.
Eight months. So can you imagine what that was, man? It was a tinderbox. And then I heard them saying, well, because of wokeism, homeless people playing in the, you know, maybe this is what I mean. Maybe homeless people were, you know, playing and doing this, and maybe, I mean, man.
I sure it wasn't the immigrants, Earl. Blame the homeless, blame the immigrants, blame the Democrats. I mean, is there anybody that the MAGAs and the Republicans would assign blame to that would be one of their own? You know, it seems to be it's everybody else. And this is the same Republicans who now have a felon at the head of their party. We'll get there next. We got some folks being very patient on the lines, 855-752-4842. Joe from Madison, you are up. Happy Friday, Joe. What do you got for us?
Well, I think it was the dogs from Springfield, Ohio, went over with their matches and started, you know, lighting up the city of Los Angeles. I think that's who to blame.
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the dogs that weren't eaten got in the bus and caused this ruckus. I just wanted to thank you for looking into the issue because this is a multifaceted situation. And I think the pressure that was in or wasn't in for the water for spraying down these fires is a fascinating part of this story, because who would prepare for something this large? Who would prepare for it? You know, when you're making plans long ago for the infrastructure for your city. And I would contrast this with the sort of lack of heavy weather that Governor DeSantis got with the two hurricanes that came into his state. Now, the first one, of course, was Helene, very big, caused a lot of damage in that Tampa Bay area, Pinellas County, that area. And then it was followed very quickly by the other hurricane, Hurricane Milton. Okay, now he did not expect, people did not expect that there were going to be two hurricanes so close together. But one of the things that results from that, just another part of the puzzle for hurricane relief, is you got all this debris from the first hurricane, Helene, on the street.
Yeah.
Didn't get cleared as quickly as it should have. Every piece of debris in winds, 120 mile an hour winds, can become a projectile. And guess what? There's more damage, more problems that you're dealing with. So I would throw into the mix here that there was a lovely headline from the Miami New Times that was describing how Governor DeSantis was dealing with this. And the headline was great. It said, "Watch National Guardsmen stage rubble for DeSantis's Hurricane Milton recovery press conference." They say, "Guardsmen assembled the debris as if they were prepping for a production of Shakespeare's Tempest."
Oh.
So speaking of people, you know, mucking with what's going on, let us just all take a breath and just say, what can we do to prevent all of this in the future, whether it be in Florida or whether it be in California, and stop with lines like our so-called felon president coming up, where we're going to say that Governor Newsom should be brought to heel, not unlike a dog, I would say, mm-hmm. not unlike a dog. So anyway, so let's open our hearts a little bit, people, and stop with the blame game and actually start trying to figure out what we can do about what is obviously a problem that needs to be attended, and that is climate change. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. A great call and great points as well. And I remember the hurricanes and the story specifically, Earl, about the debris from the first one wasn't cleared by the time the second one rolled through. And it made it even worse. And is that a policy failure of Ron DeSantis and the Republican, yada, yada? Maybe,
oh, man,
but you know what?
It's a natural disaster.
It's up to the voters to decide that. You know, do you feel like your government, your community did right by you? And those are local issues to decide, be decided by local folks. But what I do not want is FEMA to withhold money from Ron DeSantis in Florida or from North Carolina because they're Republican leaning. Come on, that's ridiculous, man. But there is something to be said. If we're going to continue, if climate change, as Donald Trump, the felon, has said, it's a hoax. It's a hoax from China, Earl. Well, then, and we're not going to address any significant changes in our petrochemical consumption. Then this is going to continue to happen. It's just going to continue to happen. And then are we going to then continue to rebuild with our taxpayer dollars? You know, these houses that are on the beaches, or these, you know, rich folks in California. They're not all rich folks, man. I mean, I don't want to be like that, but a lot of these folks are. You know, when I saw, you know, Malibu was burning, man. Malibu? I mean, and you see these houses are right on the ocean. Can't you use the ocean water? You know, I mean, I know it's ridiculous. But the point is, if we're not going to address the climate situation that we have, then these kinds of things are going to continue to happen. And what makes it worse is when you have, people trying to make political hay out of it, Earl. And that's exactly what Donald Trump and these MAGAs and the Republicans are doing. And I don't know to what degree. I don't know that you're going to get any more voters by denying Southern California federal disaster relief aid. You know, there's Republicans there too, you know.
You know, Dominica, you talked about most of the places where these fires are taking place. It's not the average Joe's house. It's wealthy people. And many of them did not have fire insurance because the fire insurance is
too expensive.
Cost prohibitive.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and so that's another issue. There's not going to be, you know, insurance claims, that are going to help a lot of these people. But, you know, again, man, just show some compassion. That's all I'm saying, man. Show the fact that you're a human being, right? There should be empathy. That empathy is, you know, I mean, that's a word, Dominic, but it's is derived from some kind of feelings and emotions, right? I mean, it's more than just a word.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Putting yourself in other people's shoes, yes. Walk a mile in their shoes, feel their pain and their concerns. And it'd be nice to see some of that or hear some of that from our elected leaders. And certainly I'm not hearing that from Donald Trump. I'm not hearing that from Republicans. And I've been paying attention, looking for the quotes. And you bring up a good point, Earl, you know, the insurance and what's going to happen to insurance rates. And we're talking, you know, $100+ billion in damages, you know what I mean? And not only are we going to have to, you know, tip into our federal money and our taxpayer dollars as a country to do that, there's going to be insurance claims as well. And what happens with insurance companies? Well, they spread the risk, man. They're going to raise everyone's rates in order to try to cover this thing. Yes. And it's going to continue to happen. The lack of awareness or just the straight up denial of any sort of climate change is frustrating. And then compounded with the lack of empathy, Earl, right? The lack of folks seemingly caring about their fellow citizens and their leader, the felon leader, making it political, calling dude new scum. He's got to be brought to heel or he's not going to get his federal wildfire money. Pardon me. Well, I guess we're going to have 4 more years of that. But I, it's not acceptable to me. I don't think we should put up with it, and I think we should fight back and bring it up every single time, Earl.
Hey, Dominic, Trump says he's not going to get his, as if this is him against Newsom. Not those people. He can't even comprehend that this is not mano a mano, right? He's not going to get it. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, he's not gonna. I'm not gonna give it to Newsom. Yeah. But it's not Newsom, man. It's you know, and I think one of the things that really helped Donald Trump last time around, when he realized that there's some folks in California that voted for him.
Right. aides who specifically had to pull up the numbers of just how many Trump voters there were in these affected areas of the wildfires to say, hey, these are your people. These are the people who voted for you. You're gonna leave them out to burn?
And the fact that even has to come up, the fact that is even a part of the consideration, even part of the conversation, that it's not U.S. citizens. It's mega first. It's not America.
It's Trump first.
It's Trump first. It's mega first. It's not America first.
No,
because America involves all of us: Dems, Republicans, Libertarians, non-voting, all those folks. That's everybody. And this guy is already threatening to rule, to govern as only for MAGA, only for Trump, and then maybe for MAGA, so long as MAGA doesn't turn on him. Folks, we got Earl Ingram joining me today, coming back with more of your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Jazzed as hell, Earl Ingram joining me today up to the 6 o'clock hour. Jess P.S. is on the board. You folks lighting it up on the lines, 855-752-4842. Larry from Deerfield, he texts in regarding the fires in California. These climate-related catastrophes were long predicted. There will be more catastrophic climate events. And what scares me is that we have an incoming administration that has no plan for addressing climate change catastrophes other than blaming. You know, Earl, never let a good disaster go to waste. And this is not the first time, nor is it the last. But I think it is striking how quickly they've jumped on it. And they've mentioned DEI, hell, the homeless. I'm surprised they haven't talked about the immigrants yet. But, you know, give them some time. 855-752-4842. Kurt from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Kurt. What do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, I spent a lot of time following disasters that have taken place in this country. And what I hope Newsom is going to do is bring in professionals to evaluate the layout of all the area that burned and figure it out before you just simply put things back up like we have a habit of doing, only to get either washed away or burned away again. That you address all the underground lines, and you address water towers, and you address putting in desalination plants for providing high output of water when needed, and not worry about whether the reservoir is full. I mean, we have thrown just trillions of dollars away. You just look at any of the disasters that have happened in the last 10 years. We rebuild on the coastlines. Florida is going to become underwater in the near future. And what's the plan for that? And not to mention incredible amounts of pollution that gets generated from these storms, whether it's fire, tornadoes, or hurricanes. I just want to see the local people, the governors, finally stepping in and saying, hey, what can we do before we rebuild everything in the event this happens again?
Thanks for the call, Kurt. Great points. We do continue to kind of do the same thing over and over again. I think that's the definition of insanity if we're expecting different results and it's not the same. Mm-hmm. But we do, you know, and I would, it's hard. I struggle with it to some degree, Earl and Jess, because, you know, people want to build a home on the coast or, you know, live in the dry hills of Southern California. Man, I get that. And there's risks. You know, there's risks everywhere you go, man. You want to live out in the mountains or whatever the case is. There's always some sort of risk. And if those things go south, if you're in a spot that's been, you know, traditionally prone to flooding, well, you better get yourself some flood insurance. Well, what if they don't offer flood insurance anymore? What if we get to the point, Irwell, where the damages are just so extreme, the insurance companies just can't do it anymore? Is it going to fall back on then onto us citizens? And if that's the case, are we going to put in restrictions saying you can't, you know, rebuild in Southern California, that you can't build those things up on the coast? I don't know what that number is, but to Kurt's point, it's not going to go down. So far, some of the numbers I've seen on the interwebs, Los Angeles Times, economic loss from wildfires could top $50 billion. Reuters saying it could hit $20 billion. New York Post, $150 billion. BBC, $135 billion. Wall Street Journal, the damage likely to be costliest wildfire in history. Okay, I mean, that's a big range of numbers, and let's assume this continues on. It's not going to go away. We're still going to have climate change. We're still going to have 100-mile winds coming off of California. That's what happens. Do we go back and rebuild in the same way? Well, absolutely not. But do we go back and rebuild at all? You know, those are pertinent questions, because if it's going to fall to individual homeowners and people and their resources themselves, which would be very difficult. That's why you have insurance. If you don't have insurance, then what? It's going to fall into the taxpayers for us to rebuild and continue the cycle on. I mean, there's going to be some reckoning at some point, Earl, on what we're doing. And if we continue to bounce around and dance around this topic, because what is the issue? Well, the issue, of course, is the ongoing climate change.
Well, you know, Dominic, it's like the gentleman said earlier. I mean, same thing in Florida. How many times do you rebuild? I mean, listen, man, I get it. I understand why people want to live in paradise, right? You know, and I'm not talking about in heaven, right?
Yeah.
Heaven on earth.
Yes, yes.
And so you want to live in the Florida Keys. Man, who wouldn't want to? But you take that risk, man.
Yes.
That's not my risk. That's not your risk.
But it is, right? If things go south.
It shouldn't be. You have a right to live there, but not at the expense of others. If you want to keep risking your building and living there, fine, man. We all could say, hey, I think most of us don't want to be dealing with 8-degree temperatures right now.
Most of us don't.
So if we had our choice, we'd rather be where it's 75, 80 degrees right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
But man, there's what it costs, man, to do that. It shouldn't be a burden on the average American. It's not our responsibility. Not that.
855-752-4842. Callers, we see you there. I want to get to you, but I want to make sure we give everyone enough time. I know we're sliding into a break soon, and Jess is very particular about me talking too much. So a couple of the...
No, I'm so strict.
A couple of the texters. Tony from the YouTube stream, unlimited money can't stop nature. Yeah, ain't that the truth? Also from Tony, paradise equals ice fishing in Wisconsin.
Hell yeah, man.
I mean, paradise is relative, Earl. Everyone's got their own version of it. I kind of like your version. Somewhere warm, somewhere with a beach, you know, a couple of drinks, some friends and family. You know, that's what I'm talking about. But, you know, as we continue, as the world turns, as the old soap opera used to say, I don't see how these issues are going to fade away, go away. And what does not help is politicians taking advantage of a natural disaster. Policies chosen by, you know, those in California aside, this is a disaster. And this is terrible. And there should be some empathy for those folks that are going through it. Republicans are losing their homes. Democrats are losing their homes. People that don't even engage are losing their homes. I mean, this is something we can all understand and get around, and we need to do that. Folks, come back with us. We're going to get to more of your calls. Our buddy Tom from L.A. is checking in as well, 855-752-4842.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me. You can check out his show Monday through Friday at 8 to 10 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jess PS on the board. You folks on the lines. 855-75-CIVIC. Also, it's Friday. Tell us something good. I'm gonna start out. I thank you for the Iron Maiden. I am pulled out. My Iron Maiden shirt from the 80s. I mean, this shirt's got to be 40 years old, 42 years old, maybe. I know, Earl, that's not very old for maybe some of the shirts you got, but
just barely broken.
But it still fits. I mean, it was an extra large back then. So, I mean, so I got my Iron Maiden Killers World Tour 1981. Now, I did not go to that concert. I was 10, but I did get the shirt.
Excuses.
I did get the shirt at a record store a couple years afterwards. And if you know Iron Maiden, it's the cover of the Killers album with Eddie and an axe, and it's pretty gruesome. It's one of my favorite bands. And so I'm down listening to some Maiden today, and that makes me happy. Thank you, Jess, for tuning it up. 855-752-4842. We're going to wrap up our conversations on the Los Angeles fires. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the Trump conviction or Trump sentencing. What a joke. Anyway, let's get to it. Tom from L.A. Welcome, Tom. What's going on out there, man?
Hey, Dominic. How you doing?
Good, man.
Things are a lot better, I would say, because the winds have died down. That's been the major issue. The major issue of all of this has been winds. And the dryness that we have, and, you know, and then somebody, you know, starting even, I don't know, small little fire or striking a match or whatever, you know, it's not, who knows what it, you know, what it is, if it's, you know, who's causing it. What matters is that you know, there's so much propaganda and lies that are going on in the media that's spreading faster than a wildfire. I mean, it's just, it's insane to me. You know, people talk about these fire hydrants. Well, when you got everyone using the fire hydrants, you're going to have less pressure. You're not going to be able to actually get a lot of pressure coming out of them because we have so many fires.
And again,
you know, when the winds a couple days ago, you know, the winds were like 70 to 100 miles an hour. Well, when you go on a helicopter and you throw a retardant down on the fire, that's just going to blow away. It's not hitting the target. Now that the winds are dying down, now, you know, things are able to get under control. So hopefully the winds will continue to stay down. Usually our fire season goes from June to August, but apparently now it goes from June to January because of climate catastrophe. And we're doing better. We got our internet back today. We got our power back today, finally, for the first time in this week.
Wow. How long was your internet and power out, Tom?
3 days.
Okay. All right.
I will tell you good news. I'm going to tell you some good news also.
Yes, please do.
Some good news is South Australia bans money in politics, political donations, and gifts, and their reform. So, you know, it can be done. It wasn't in favor of the Prime Minister's favor, but he did it because he said that money in politics is destroying other nations, and I think we know what nation it's destroying the most.
Ain't that
but,
the truth?
Good news that they're good. Good news.
It can happen.
It,
you know, yeah, it can happen. Yeah. Hey Tom, before I let you go, let me ask you that couple of things. The reaction from MAGA and the Republicans about DEI and budget cuts and policy changes and threatening to withhold, you know, FEMA money, that kind of thing. And number two, I mean, you live there, man. What's your sense of the political, you know, decision making? Was it exacerbated? Has that exacerbated this fire? What's your take?
Honestly, I think that our local government has done a really incredible job in terms of preparedness and letting people know. I mean, even to the extent where they, you know, sent out an alert they probably shouldn't have to evacuees, but within 4 minutes they said that that was a system error. But they definitely have, you know, in terms of the alerts and the preparedness, that's been there. What was your first question again?
The reaction of the MAGAs.
You know what? It's amazing. They'll do anything they can so they don't have to talk about climate change. That's the bottom line. You know, this is climate catastrophe. This is what we're running into. We've had this over and over again. And, you know, it's like if think about Wisconsin, if you had the winds that, you know, the windshield and the winds that you have in the wintertime, but you didn't have the snow or the ice or the water, you know, to be able to combat that. Well, everything's dry here. We haven't had rain in over a year. So it's one of those things that, you know, you have leaves that are, I mean, you know, they talk about this whole raking thing and all this stuff. These aren't forest fires. These are actually happening on the beach in Malibu.
Yeah.
And jumping, you know, the that area. So, and we have plenty of water in reserve also. That's another big misclaimer out there. We have plenty of water to put out these fires. The problem has been the wind. You can't put out a fire if the wind is blowing the water or the fire retardant or whatever it is away from your target.
Yeah. No.
And that's been the biggest issue. But yeah, we've had, you know, I've had friends that have lost their house completely.
Oh man.
You know, and the Palisades, which is absolutely a beautiful place. What people need to understand is Los Angeles is really a tapestry of towns. We're not just this big, you know, major city called, you know, Los Angeles. That's downtown. That's if you want to see, you know, the Lakers win, you know, the NBA finals, and you can see all the people that are in downtown LA. I mean, we have 10 million people in LA County alone.
Yeah.
You know, just people just can't even fathom. I mean, apparently they can fathom $1 billion, but they can't fathom 10 million people in LA County. I'm just shocked that actually more has not happened. More fires haven't
you know, crept up and all that kind of stuff, even in my area on the flats, which, you know, we have been very, very fortunate with all of these weather things because we're in the flats. And I used to be in the Hollywood Hills where it was worse. But now that I've been in the flats, more of a residential area, definitely not the problems. But, you know, Burbank's only 10 minutes away. Pasadena's only 15 minutes away. And Altadena, you know, gone. Palisades gone.
Hey, Tom, before I let you go, what's the air quality like, man? I mean, that's something that you see the smoke, and I can't imagine. Are you feeling it? You smelling it? What's it like?
Honestly, I have been checking on the air quality each day before I go for about a 7 to 8 mile walk. I think I told you that for my New Year's resolution. And I put a mask on. I mask up and go out and walk. I sent actually Civic Media some video of the wind that I was walking through about, wow, you know, 2 days ago. That was just absolutely the wind has been insane. It just really has been. It's like a tornado going on constantly. So, I mean, the other night I was very, very scared when I went to bed the first night because you could literally, I mean, the wind was so bad. So yeah, I mean, it really is. We need to do something that's, you know, going to die down these winds. So anybody out there that's a MAGA, if you want a solution, if you have a Superman or if you have somebody out there, maybe you think it's Trump, you know, if he can put out the wind somehow, you know, be a Superman and blow out the wind, you know, come on to LA and do it.
Yeah, Tom. Well, you know, he talks a lot. He's kind of a windbag. Maybe we can put him against against the wind and it'll kind of cancel it out. Hey, Tom, thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for checking in. Best to you and the family. Be safe out there and keep us informed as to what's going on the ground, if you would please, as time goes by here. And he makes a point, you know, I'm surprised it hasn't happened more. And as of right now, the reporting is 10 dead. I mean, that's tragic. Hopefully it doesn't rise. You just don't know. Remember the fires in Hawaii? A lot of people died there. It was and when this thing dies down, they get a better handle. It may go up. I'm hoping not, but we'll see what happens. As of right now, reporting is from the Washington Post 2 hours ago. 10 people killed, 10,000 structures feared destroyed. 855-752-4842. Annie from Watertown, happy Friday. You're next. Welcome. What do you got?
We hear about all these fancy houses, but there is a quite significant population of what I heard was mostly minorities, because they are the ones that take care of all these homes. And none of these people have a second home to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's impacting everybody. You know, when something like this happens, and thank you for the call, Earl. When something like this happens, Earl, you know, the fire doesn't care if you're Democrat or Republican, rich or poor, black or white. You know what I'm saying? Those things, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to nature. It's going to come at you. It's going to come at you. It does not discriminate to any of those things.
You know, it's good to hear Tom. He's there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to hear that it's dying down. You know, because we would never know, right? It's so fortunate to have a guy call. He's right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And can you imagine if it would hit Los Angeles in the bowl, where all the people really are?
Yeah, no.
And the only hear that they're talking 10 bodies thus far is unimaginable, man. For the magnitude of what we're talking about. I mean, that in itself is a miracle.
It is. And like as I mentioned, hopefully it stays like that. 855-752-4842. One more call on this topic, then we will move on to the sentencing phase. And if you got something good, hit us up as well. It's Friday, 855-752-4842. Dick, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, could you imagine if we were shallow-minded as they are? And I'm going to say this because you could say that I'm going to hold up, you know, funding like Trump might potentially do.
That he's threatened to do, Dick.
Okay. What if these blue states just said, and we get back to Civil War days, I'm sorry. Screw you. We're not going to send you money. New York, California, all these states just say, no, we're lockstep and we're not going to be a part of this country anymore.
Yeah, I mean, kind of an Ayn Rand kind of a thing, Atlas Shrugged thing. You know, I mean, certainly those are thought experiments, Dick. And I've heard, you know, Republicans mention those same kinds of things when things don't go their way. Yes, I hear what you're saying. I think we do need to focus on what is best for the country and how we come back from this, you know, stronger. That's to be seen. The Chuckster from Racine says this, L.A. wildfires. Who will be doing the rebuilding after Donald Trump does his mass deportation of a significant number of the building trades labor, the roofers, the landscapers, etc.? Not just of California, but the desert Southwest, all of America, nationwide. The supply of lumber building materials will become scarce and prices will skyrocket, along with the cost of insurance. Yeah, good point, Chuck. Thank you for bringing that up. As Donald Trump has continued to threaten, Earl, mass deportations of these folks, and as we mentioned here in the state of Wisconsin, and California as well, a lot of the dairy industry, the agricultural industry, the building industry, the trades. I mean, these a lot of these folks are targets for the megas for deportation, the very ones we will need to rebuild this country.
You know, Dominic, just the cost of lumber and nails and all of that are going to skyrocket and impact the entire country.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That is Earl Ingram. Check him out Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. One final segment, and we promise we're going to get to the sentencing. We did so good. I mean, all you anti-Trumpers out there don't want us to talk about Trump. Well, we made it through the entire show, but now we're going to have to play some history for you. For the first time in American history, we have a felonious president. Like an actual one. Not just one that we assume is a felon and should be convicted. Don't know. He's a felon. Come back with us. Final segment, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me. Last segment of the day, Jess P.S. is on the board, 855-75-CIVIC. Well, it's happened. Consequence, question mark, for the president-elect. What a, you know, I saw a headline like everyone's mad about this. I mean, you know, in negotiations, usually, you know, if everyone walks away from the deal kind of a little little upset, then it's probably a good deal. I don't see how this is a good deal whatsoever. I'm not buying it. We have some sound.
We do have the sound actually of Judge Juan Merchan giving his sentence.
Let's play listen, huh? The history, please, Jess.
After careful analysis, in obedience to governing mandates and pursuant to the rule of law, this court has determined that the only lawful sentence that permits entry of a judgment of conviction without encroaching upon the highest office in the land is an unconditional discharge. At this time, I impose that sentence to cover all 34 counts. Sir, I wish you Godspeed as you assume your second term in office.
Boo! Boo! And I guess, you know, perhaps unconditional discharge is the only way this thing was going to get past the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Because, so at least it's there. But what an anticlimactic BS joke of justice. And I know the Megas, Earl, think that this is all just a setup and lawfare, but I mean, the guy did the crime, man. He signed the checks. He did the thing in order to, you know, keep the porn star affair away from the media in the last couple of weeks of an election, man. That's what this is, election interference. That's what this is. Who cares who he's having sex with? It's that he didn't want people to know what was going on in order for him to, you know, not damage his election prospects, Earl.
You know, after it's all said and done, I don't know how they get around. We talk about the three branches of government, the judicial.
Mm-hmm.
The judicial. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, because what they've done to bend over for Donald Trump, it you can't ever tell me that anymore about the judicial branch. Well, it doesn't have the power that we thought it had. What are you talking? It does for everybody else.
Yeah, weird how that works, right?
Come on, man.
Earl, how much of this do you put on? And we got 4 minutes left in the segment, Earl. How much of this do you lay at the feet of Merrick Garland for slow walking this thing?
Well, even if Merrick Garland would have not slow walked it, the outcome was going to be the same.
Not necessarily, man. If we'd have been at this very point a year ago, mm-hmm. a year and a half ago, I mean, he may have been wanting to run. It's a whole, the timing of the presidential, that whole thing, the fact that he sat on this as long as he did,
yeah,
forced this time frame, you know, squeeze that we have.
You know, Dominic, I'm just cynical because I know if I, you know, do something illegal and they're coming after me, it doesn't matter when, the average citizen.
Mm.
We've got to follow the law. Mm-hmm. The law is the most important thing, right? You tell a law enforcement officer, well, he pulls you over. Hey, man, you know, how many drinks have you had? Well, I've had two. Okay, well, you've had too many. Well, they're going to take you to court, and there's nothing you can do. Well, unless you have some money.
Oh, that always helps, right? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, our courts are for those who can afford it. Donald Trump just proved again, and not just in this case, all the cases, Dominic. How do you tell other Americans that the judicial system is fair and balanced?
You can't. You can't. You can't. You cannot possibly say that with a straight face. And some of the reporting on this, Earl, I know we're going to run out of time, but I just got to throw this one out there. A judge is reported at the Raw story. Judge Diane Kiesel, a retired New York criminal court judge, pointed out the importance of Donald Trump entering the White House with convictions. And here's what she said as a concluding statement. Remember, as some of your correspondents have said earlier today, this isn't really just a slap on the wrist, she promised. This is a man who's going to go to his grave unless an appellate court reverses as a convicted felon. He's going to be the only president in history that's going to walk into that White House with a conviction over his head. That's serious. And forgive me, Judge, but what a crock. So what?
So what?
Freaking what, man? Oh, you're a felon. What happened? Nothing.
No probation.
Nothing.
No payment.
Nothing.
So Donald Trump has doubled his income since he, you know, won the election. Do you think he gives a rip? He's a multi-billionaire. He doesn't care about a label. What are you talking about?
Come on, Earl, this is what I'm saying. If I was Donald Trump, and the guy's a narcissist, so he's gonna fight it. I mean, I get all that, whatever, mm-hmm. but give me a break. So freaking what? Oh, you're a felon. Yeah?
And?
I'm short and Italian. So what? You know, tell me something I don't know.
We all got our titles to bear.
What exactly? What is the point of any of that stuff if there's not a consequence, Earl? And there has been no consequence. Now, maybe by the time Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday rolls around next week, we'll see the report, Jack Smith's report,
God,
of what Donald Trump did and to encourage and orchestrate whatever his involvement was in the J6. Maybe we'll see that next week. But even that will be for informational purposes only, Earl. It won't have any real consequence for the man, at least not legally. Folks are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Happy Friday. Earl, thank you, man. Appreciate you every time. I will talk to you next Thursday. Put it on the books. Just PS, thank you for all you do. Nice hanging out with you last night a little bit. Catching up. And folks, stay square out there. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back in the saddle on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.